Today's Amud is Yevamos Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the top of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Yev Shnei Achin Nesu and Shtei Achayos. You have two brothers that are married to two sisters, so Reuven and Shimon, and they're married to Rachel and Leah. Reuven is married to Rachel, and Shimon is married to Leah. Umeis Achon Mehan, and one of the brothers dies, Reuven dies, so now theoretically Rachel would fall to Yibam, except for the fact that the Yavam, Shimon is married to Leah, Shimon's married to Rachel's sister Leah, so now Rachel's not going to fall to Shimon. However, then the wife of the second brother died, meaning Shimon's wife Leah now dies, so now maybe Rachel could be mutter to Shimon. Says the Mishnah, no, Harezu Asura Ilav Alamis, Rachel is also to Shimon forever, Hail Venester Alav Shah Achas. Because since at the time that she fell, when Reuven died and Rachel originally fell to Yibam, theoretically, Shimon at that time was married to Leah, so Rachel was Aser to Shimon al Tzachis Isha, so Mamela she's Aser to him forever, and even if the Iser goes away, because Leah then dies, still Rachel is going to be Aser to Shimon. Now ask the Gemara, that Pshita, L'chayre, this halacha is obvious, especially because, we have a different case earlier, maybe it was Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, which was even a bigger Chiddush. So that makes our Mishnah even very pashut. What was the case on Lamed Amud Aleph? The case on Lamed Amud Aleph was you had three brothers. You had Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And Reuven and Shimon were married to sisters. Reuven was married to Rachel, and Shimon was married to Leah. And Reuven died without any children, so now Rachel fell, not to Shimon, because Shimon was married to Leah, but Rachel fell to Levi. She was also to Shimon, al tzachis isha, but she fell to Yibam, to Levi. And Levi was miyabim Rachel, so now Shimon is married to Leah, and Levi is married to Rachel. After that, Leah then dies. Shimon's wife, Leah, then dies. And then Leah dies. And then Levi dies. So now the question is does Rachel now fall to Shimon? And the Mishnah over there said, no, because she was already Nesra at the time that she fell from Reuven. Since she was already Nesra to Shimon at the time that she fell to Reuven, because by that Nefila, Shimon was married to Leah, Mamela, even though now Rachel is falling and Shimon is not married to Leah anymore because Leah already died, still Shimon is not allowed to be Miyabim Rachel because Rachel was already Aser the first time she fell. So it says the Gemara, once you know that case on Daf Lamed, so then our mission is very obvious. Hashto Mahasam, over there in that case, there was more of a reason to allow Yibam. Deloy Midchaya Mahai Beisa Legamri. Because when Rachel, when Reuven died and Rachel fell to Yibam, so Rachel wasn't like completely moved from the scene because there was another brother that was mutter to her. There was Levi, and Levi Taka was Miabim her. And still Amri Loi, and still the Mishnah over there said that when Levi then dies, that Shimon is Aser to Rachel because she was already Aser by the first Nefila. So if you said no over there, so Hacha Dekam Mincha Mahai Beisa Legamri, so then in our case where there's just Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven dies without any children, so now Rachel falls to Yibam theoretically, but she doesn't because Shimon is married to Leah. If Leah then dies, then for sure, Kol Shekein, Kol Shekein, all the more so that we're not going to allow Shimon to marry Rachel because Rachel already left the house. As soon as Reuven died, there was no one for her to stay there for. So she already, left the house. So that's L'chaira more Pasha than in the case of our Mishnah. L'chaira, it's more Pasha. So once you have the Mishnah on Daf Lamed, so ask the Gemara, why do we need our Mishnah? So says the Gemara, similar teretz that we had over there for a different kasha, that Tana, Ha Tana Beresha, that the Tana, this Mishnah, our Mishnah on Lamed Beis, it taught first. First it taught our Mishnah, this case of the two brothers, and Vaha Chazila Tera Visharia, and in the case of the Mishnah on Daf Lamed, where there was three brothers, so the Tana held that in such a case, it's actually going to be mutter for Shimon to be Miyabim Rachel. That's what the Tana originally held. V'hadar chazil le'isura, and then the Tana saw that no, really in that case it's going to be Asra as well. It was mechadish, and even in that case where Rachel didn't leave the house, so to speak, even still it's going to be Asra for Shimon to be miyabimer hayol v'nesra shah achas. V'aydi d'chavivole, and since he had that chiddush, it was chaviv to the Tana, that chiddush, so akdama. So he put that Mishnah first on Daf Lamed. He put that Mishnah earlier in the Masechta, and then technically halachically speaking, ein achanami. Now that we have that chiddush, there's no need for our Mishnah anymore. However, still the Tana left our Mishnah in the Masechta, because u'mishnah leizazam im kaima. Once the Tana taught it, so the Tana is not going to remove it. So that's why our Mishnah is here. Ein achanami, you're right, it is pashut. There is no chiddush in our Mishnah once you know the Mishnah on Daf Lamed. However, it taught it, originally this was the only Mishnah. Once we had the other Mishnah, and then the Tana was mechadesh the other Mishnah, he still did not take out our Mishnah. Now says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, that Bo Aleha, what's going to be the halacha in this case where you had Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven was married to Rachel, Shimon's married to Leah, and Reuven dies without any children, and Rachel now technically falls to Yibum, but she doesn't because Shimon is married to Leah. So if Shimon is Miyabim Rachel, so to speak, it's not Yibum, but if Shimon is Bo Aleha, if he's together with Rachel, so what's he Ivron? Says the Tanakam, says the Gemara, says the Braisa, Chayiv Aleha Tu Isurim, Yischayiv Mishum Eishes Ach, Mishum Aches Isha, Divri Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi says that in such a case, so then Shimon is Ivron Tu Isurim, which the Chayiv is the Pashtus, he's Ivron Eishes Ach, because Rachel is Eishes Ach, she was Reuven's wife, and there's no Heter of Yibum. So she remains with the Isser of Eishes Ach. And Shimon's also Iver on the Isser of Achais Isha, because she's Leah's sister. Shimon's married to Leah, and Rachel is Leah's sister, so he's Iver on Achais Isha. That, L'chayr, is the simple Ashita. However, Reb Shimon says that no. Reb Shimon says that Ein Chayiv Ela Mishum Eishes Ach Belvad. Reb Shimon says that no, you're only Iver on Eishes Ach. You're not Iver on Achais Isha. Now we'll explain that in a moment. Says the Gemara, really, you're only Iver on Eishes Ach, you're not Iver on Achis Isha? V'atana, but we learned in the Braisa that Reb Shimon Aimer, Ein Chayiv Ela Mishum Achis Isha Bovad. Mamish, the opposite. It's the same, that Reb Shimon's saying that you're only Iver on one Isser, but the name of that one Isser changed. In the previous Braisa we had that the one Isser you're Iver on is Eishes Ach, but we have a different Braisa that says that the one Isser you're Iver on is Achis Isha. So what's the Pshat in Reb Shimon? Says the Gemara Leikasha, it's not a stira. What the answer is that Reb Shimon holds that Ein Isser Chalal Isser. So depending on which Isser came first, that's the one you're Iver on. If Achis Isha came first, then you're only Iver on Achis Isha. If Eishes Ach came first, then you're only Iver on Eishes Ach. The second Isser doesn't have a place to be Chal. And therefore, because Ein Isser Chalal Isser, that's why Reb Shimon holds they're only Chayiv for one. Says that, so let's read it inside now. Says the Gemara Leikasha, Kansha Nasa Chai, V'Acher Kach Nasa Meis. One Bryce is talking about where the living brother got married first, where Shimon got married first. Since Shimon married Leah before Reuven married Rachel, when Shimon married Leah, so Rachel became Aser to Shimon because of Achis Isha. So the Isser that was Chal first was Achis Isha. V'Acher Kach Nasa Meis. And then, afterwards, Reuven married Rachel. So now technically Rachel's an Eishes Ach, however, that Isser doesn't have a place to be Chal, because Rachel's already Aser Alt Achis Isha. So she's not gonna then put on another coat, so to speak, and have another Isser of Eishes Ach, because she's already wearing the coat of Achis Isha. So that explains the Braisa that says, or if Shimon holds, you're only Iver on Achis Isha. And the Braisa that says, you're only Iver on Eishes Ach, Kan Shenasa Meis V'Achagach Nasa Chai, that's talking about a case where Reuven married Rachel before Shimon married Leah. So since Reuven married Rachel first, at that moment, as soon as Reuven married Rachel, so Rachel became Aser to Shimon Alt Eishes Ach. So it's true, then when Shimon marries Leah, so now technically speaking, Rachel is also Achis Isha, but that Isser doesn't have a place to be Chal, because Rachel's already Aser Alt Alts Eishes Ach. So therefore, that's why it's only your only Iver on Eishes Ach, because that's Rav Shimon holds that ain't Isser Chalal Isser. Now, I asked the Gemara Kasha, and this is a Kasha that we've mentioned in passing previously, that Rav Shimon Hecha Denasa Meis V'Acher Kach Nasa Chai, in the case that Reuven got married to Rachel before Shimon married Leah, so the Isser of Eishes Ach came first, so the only Isser on Rachel is Eishes Ach. She's not an Achis Isha. She's not an Erva. She's just an Eishes Ach. So then if so, if in such a case, Kaven to Isser Achis Isha Lechayo, since you're telling me that Reb Shimon holds Ein Isser Chalal Isser, and in in such a case that Reuven got married to Rachel first. So the Isser of Achis Isha, when Shimon then marries Leah, the Isser of Achis Isha is not Chal on Rachel, she's just going to be an Eishes Ach. If so, and Reuven then dies, and Rachel falls to Yibum, so to Siavim Yevume, we should allow Shimon to be Miyavim her. What are you going to tell me, that she's Aser of Eishes Ach? Eishes Ach, that's exactly what we're looking for. When we're doing Yibum, we're looking for an Eishes Ach. So that's perfect. If she's Aser of Achis Isha, no she's not. If she's not an Achis Isha, so then we should allow Yibum. It should be Mutter for Shimon to be Miyabim Rachel in such a case, because she's only an Eishes Ach. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi explains that Isser Achis Isha Mitla Tali Vikai. It's not like when Shimon then marries Leah. Reuven marries Rachel first. So now Rachel's Aser Al Eishes Ach. When Shimon then marries Leah, so Rav Shimon Shita is that when Shimon then marries Leah, so Ein Isser Chalal Isser. The Isser of Achis Isha is not going to go on to Rachel. Rachel's already wearing the coat of Eishes Ach. She can't wear two coats. She's not going to put on the coat of Achis Isha. So she won't be an Achis Isha. But it's not because now she takes that coat and she throws it in the garbage. The coat stays there in the closet. It's there and it's waiting. It's hanging. It's right there next to her. And Mamela Ipaka Isser Eishes Ach, if you would ever take away the Isser of Eishes Ach, if she would ever take off that coat, so then now she has room to wear the other coat that's in the closet. Asi Isser Achis Isha V'chayel. So then that other Isser of Achis Isha, she's going to wear that Isser. It's going to be chal on her. The Isser doesn't just go away. It's there and waiting. It's just she doesn't have room for it right now. She's already wearing the coat of Eishes Ach. V'hilkach Leipaka. And because even if we would get rid of the Isser of Eishes Ach, she still wouldn't be able to do Yibum, because then she'd be an Achis Isha. So Mamela, we don't even take off the Isser of Eishes Ach. What's the point of taking off the coat just to put on another one? She's not going to have a heter to do Yibum. She's not going to have a heter to do Yibum, because even though it's true, right now she's just an Eishes Ach, but if she takes off Eishes Ach, she's just going to put on Achis Isha. So Mamela, she never even takes off Eishes Ach, and that's why, even in the case where Reuven married Rachel before Shimon married Leah, so there's not going to be a heter to do Yibum. And in such a case, if Reuven would die and Shimon would be Baal Rachel, he'd be over on the Isser of Eishes Ach. That Eishes Ach doesn't go away. So now we explain the sheet of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon clearly holds that Ein Isser Chalal Isser, which is why whichever Isser came onto Rachel first, so that's the one that Shimon's going to be over on if Shimon is Baal Rachel. Now what's the Pshan in Reb Yaisi? The Braisa said that Rabbi Yaisi held that if Shimon is Baal Rachel, he's Iver on two Isurim. He's Iver on Eishes Ach, and he's also Iver on Achis Isha. So what would be the simple understanding of Rabbi Yaisi? That Rabbi Yaisi seems to hold that Isser Chal Isser, that a person could wear two coats, and Mamela she could be Eishes Ach, and she could also be Achis Isha. However, ask the Gemara, is that really true? V'sava Rabbi Yaisi Isser Chal Isser? Does Rabbi Yaisi really hold that an Isser could just be Chal on top of another Isser? V'atanya, but we learned in the Braisa that Rabbi Yaisi Shita is Ein Isser Chal al Isser. We learned in the Braisa that Avar Aveira Shiesh B'Shtei Misais, if let's say a person is Aver on an Aveira that carries with it two different death penalties, so the halacha is that nidain b'chamura. How do we choose which penalty to give the person? If they do an aveira that warrants two different death penalties, we give them the penalty that's more chamur. We give them the misa chamura, the one that's more chamur. Whichever misa is more chamur, that's the misa that we give them. Rabbi Yaisi Aimer, that's what the Tanakhama says, the nidain b'chamura. Rabbi Yaisi Aimer, then no, that there is no two isurem. You're nidain b'zika harish. The Isser that he gets and the Misa that he'll deserve is based off of whichever Isser was Chal first. There's Nidon B'Zika HaRishayna, the one that was Chal first. Nothing to do with Zika, Yesh Zika, Ein Zika. We just mean over here in this context that he's judged with whatever Isser was Chal on the person first. What does that mean? V'tani, we learned in Ebraisa that Ketzad Amar Rabbi Yaisi Nidon B'Zika HaRishayna HaBa'alav. In what way? What's the case? Rabbi Yaisi holds that you get whichever Isser was Chal first. Says the Braisa, Chamaisai v'nasis eishes ish. Let's say Reuven marries Mrs. Reuven. And Mrs. Reuven's mother, Mrs. Reuven's mother's name was Bracha. So now, when Bracha was single at the time, Bracha was single at the time that Reuven married Mrs. Reuven. So Bracha was single, so she was Aser to Reuven, but she was Aser als Chamaisai. She was Aser als the fact that she was his mother-in-law, which carries with it the Misa of Sreifa. That's the punishment for Chamaisai. And then the Nasis Ish Ish, then Bracha went ahead. And Bracha got married. Bracha married another man. So now she's also Aser to Reuven Alt Ish Ish. She's Aser Alt Chamaisai, and she's Aser Alt Ish Ish. But which Isser was there first? The Isser of Chamaisai. Chamaisai has Srefa, Ish Ish has Chenek. So which punishment does he get? If he's over on the Isser, if he's together with his mother-in-law, so which Misa do we give him? Nida b'Chamaisai. We give him the penalty of Sreifa, because that's the Isser of Chamaisai, which was there first. And Eishas Ish, Vinas is Chamaisai. If let's say Bracha was married at the time that Reuven married Mrs. Reuven, if Bracha was married at the time that Reuven married Mrs. Reuven, so Bracha was an Eishas Ish first, and she was Asur already to Reuven out to Eishas Ish, and then she also became Chamaisai. But first she was Eishas Ish, and afterwards she became Chamaisai. So then if Reuven is together with Bracha, Nidain be'eshes ish, he'll get the punishment of eshes ish. So what do you see from here? You don't say Nidain b'chamura, you're Nidain with whichever one was there first. Why? Presumably because ein isr chalal isr. So you see that Rabbi Yossi's shita is that ein isr chalal isr. If we see that Rabbi Yossi's shita is really that ein isr chalal isr, so now we're stuck. So what was going on in the braisa before? Why is it that Rabbi Yossi said that in the case where you have the two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, who are married to Rachel and Leah, Reuven's married to Rachel, and Reuven dies, and Rachel now does not fall to Yibam, and Shimon is Bail Rachel, Rabbi Yossi says, you're Iver on two Isurim, you're Iver on Eishes Ach, and you're also Iver on Achis Isha. He means that you're going to be Chayv two times. If let's say it was B'Shege, he'll have to bring two Chatais. Why is he Chayv for two Averis? L'chayra ain't Isser Chalal Isser, so she should only have one Shem Isser. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Bez Hashem, we'll get to the Teretz in the following Shir.